I think Coach Belichick will pick up the phone if the Jacksonville Jaguars call and they have a head coach vacancy. No doubt about that. I mean, I believe that Coach Belichick does believe in the does belong in the coaching world. I think he's doing a great job in the media this year and taking a year off. But I think he will be back in the NFL next year. Everyone wants to see that. I want to see that. NFL fans want to see that. But I feel like, you know, he will take the call because they had Tom Coughlin in there before, who was under the same coaching tree as Bill Belichick, and, you know, that tough mentality, yeah, that old school type of football. So they understand, you know, the discipline of Coach Belichick.
The Afternoon Show with Christian Arcand and Andy Hart starts now on WEEI.
Rob Gronkowski, live from
his garage.
Garage, maybe? Yeah, I don't know where he was. That
closet,
was a
bathroom.
A microphone. You know, you got enough money, Gronkowski. You could buy a microphone and maybe a mixer. Rob Bradford sounds better than that, and he's Rob Bradford.
Ouch.
Do you think Gronk sets it up himself, or he has somebody help?
I wouldn't be shocked if he just talked right into his phone, you know? Like, that sounded like a guy talking into his phone, like a voice memo.
I'm not even
and
sure
not even
it was
that good.
No, it wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a podcast yesterday on my phone, and it was better than that.
That was, you know what that sounded like? The old laptops with the built-in microphones?
Yeah.
Like he was talking into one of those.
It was terrible.
That was really
and
bad.
Doesn't he do it
Gronk
every
has,
week?
He has like a 2005 laptop.
Yeah. And a 2005 like Dell laptop with like a built-in.
Shot at Dell.
Well, you know, that's what it was like back in 2005 with the built-in microphone. And, it, you know, if you're trying, it's fine if you need it for certain things. If you're trying to do a hit on a big show like the Kay Adams, Up and Adams show, which I believe is what that was, not great. Anyways,
I was gonna say focus on the content
of that
wasn't great either.
Was interesting. He will pick up the phone. He will answer the phone if the Jaguars call. If the Jaguars call him, it would be, I think, at the end of the season. I don't know if they're going to make a decision like that in season. That's one part of this that I think people are like jumping the gun on, is that, well, you know, if someone gets fired here, they're going to bring in Bill Belichick. Usually when a coach gets fired, they bring in an interim coach who's on the staff already. That's usually how that goes.
Usually.
Right.
But as I looked up, the great Don Coryell did it 4 weeks into the season for the Chargers in 1978.
Okay, so in 50 years it happened once.
You don't think Bill's a little different than every other guy that's on the street that's almost ever been?
He's different. He is Bill Belichick.
He's already running with the quarterback.
No one wanted him when they all could have had him in the last offseason, by the way. But yes, he is Bill Belichick.
Okay, things change.
What's changed?
He looks younger. You said his eyebrows have changed. He's
shading
funny.
His eyebrows a
He's
little bit.
He's joking around on TV. He doesn't look like the a-hole that Robert Kraft may or may not be making phone calls around the league to
okay,
tell
people
he was.
Okay, he's been in the NFL as long as Don Coryell. Everybody knows who Bill Belichick is.
Yeah, but he was
is.
An a-hole.
Right, I'm
when
saying.
You weren't coaching, like, he was an a-hole to a lot of people, right?
I don't think him having a podcast with Matt Patricia is suddenly going to change everyone's mind about what
no,
kind of guy
McAfee
he is.
No, but McAfee and Manning cast has helped a little bit.
You think? With,
yes,
with
I
NFL
do.
Owners?
I do think it's helped a little. Absolutely.
His stock is definitely up.
I think you are underestimating NFL owners and their simplicity.
I think you're underestimating how well they all know him already.
Yeah, and I think they thought they knew who he was, and now they're like, oh, maybe he was like that because he was our competition, because he was the gruff this, he hated Robert, whatever.
Just,
you can talk yourself into it. I agree. Just how he was. I think this is a fabrication, but he's doing a good job of it, in my opinion. So you don't take into account what I said yesterday, this idea that one of them might get the, well, if I wait till after the year, I'm going to be competing, and there's going to be other interviews, other teams, other firings. If I do it
and we
first,
need to jump on Belichick
I can
now.
Swoop right in and get him now and start the process. Bring Josh McDaniels with me. Bring whoever with me. And I don't know if Jacksonville.
Eight teams got new coaches this year. Eight teams.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I mean, that's, you know.
Guess what? There's going to be a lot this year, too.
Okay, but that's
like
a quarter of the league. And
every year
there's
going to be
one interview. There was one team that wanted to even interview him, Andy, let alone offer him a job. And they didn't offer him crap.
Okay.
So I don't know. That says something to me. That says to me that his stock's not very high in coaching circles.
Wasn't very
Maybe
high.
As a media member, they'd like him, you know? And when Rex Ryan started doing ESPN, people thought, oh, wow, look at Rex Ryan. He's not getting any coaching jobs. He's not getting offers to go coach these teams.
Are you comparing Bill Belichick and Rex Ryan?
In terms of a coach turned media member, yes.
How many rings does Rex Ryan's boat have?
How many interviews did Belichick have? No one cares about that, Ryan.
One.
I don't know why I called you Ryan. Andy.
Who the the bleep is Ryan?
Well, you said Rex Ryan. I was thinking Ryan. But
he just called me Ryan.
Yeah, I don't know why. Either way.
It's hurtful, I think.
You're talking about these rings like they matter. That didn't matter to anybody last year.
Oh, so they
in the
don't
off
matter.
Season. No, they don't.
Okay.
To NFL,
so he's
to
the
NFL
same
teams,
as every other coach.
Care. No.
You really don't believe teams care.
How many
care
rings does Harbaugh have? They hired him in L.A. They didn't care about rings. If they cared about rings, they would have hired Belichick in all these other places. Whoa. They didn't care about that at all.
Harbaugh's coming off a national title and has been to the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
I mean, that doesn't matter.
Nick Saban came off a national title, coached the Dolphins, and he sucked.
Jimmy Johnson got a pretty good gig in Dallas for a national title.
Okay, fine. What's Dave Canales coming off?
That's what
off
people
of?
Look at. They look at national titles. They look at success. They look at those things.
What's Dave Canales coming off? What's Raheem Morris coming off of? What are all these other coaches
Raheem
who got
Morris
jobs
is
in
coming
the past
from,
year?
There's different ways to get to guys, but if you don't think the rings matter and people look at Belichick as a championship
builder. It
didn't
matter builder, last year. That's all.
Just
when he
like
was available
Brady was looked at as a championship
league
quarterback. The rings matter. The ability to put teams over the top matter. That is the perception. Not for everybody. Mm-hmm. Some want to go young. Some want to go system. Some want to go defense. Like, there could be different.
I'm surprised you're still fighting this battle, honestly.
No, I think Bill's going to coach next year. I do. And I think he's going to coach this year. I do think there is a chance of
you
that.
You think a team will fire their coach?
I think there's
and
a chance. Because I see all these debacles. We went over these debacles earlier when we were doing the teams when I was doing a great job in the spin zone of looking at all these teams that in crappy
he's so
situations.
Proud of himself.
I thought I was really good in that segment.
I know. You've been really patting good yourself on the back for 3 hours.
How long do I have to wait to get the ratings back from that specific segment?
I don't know.
Can you remind me?
Ken
I want to know.
I saw him in the hallway.
Ken, can you give me the quarter hour spin zone on October the 2nd? Keep that just ready. I'm going to need an Excel spreadsheet.
It's like, I'm checking it right now. It's actually, it broke the machine. It was so high.
No, I think there's going to be openings that you could beat. It's like the midseason trade. You trade for somebody that's going to be a free agent. It buys you the opportunity to negotiate with them before they hit the open market.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy the opportunity right now to have Bill Belichick on your staff.
Yeah.
There's value in that to me. I don't know what snarky thing you're
he was an
say
unrestricted free agent, Andy. That's what I'm going to say.
Off,
he was an unrestricted free agent.
Coming off a horrific
season.
He's still
season coming off the horrific season. That
no,
was his
not
last season.
People forget very quickly.
I don't know
the
about
specifics
that
of ugliness.
And it wasn't just one season. It was four ugly seasons.
People forget very quickly. I don't think you're giving that the proper due. I really don't.
They forget quickly
short-term
when it's a guy
memory
who's maybe not 73 years old also.
Okay.
That's another part of this.
I think the age is the biggest factor here.
That's a big factor.
I think it's the biggest.
Okay.
Because he's going to be the oldest coach in the history of the league the second he signs with somebody.
Right.
And
it's not
I,
a long-term solution for anyone.
But I also don't know what people believe. Like, all these guys are old, right? Like, Robert said that,
Robert's old, yeah.
Robert compared Bill to, what's his name? The rich dude. The guy who, the guy who's like the richest dude in the world that has the mutual funds. Why can't
Warren
I?
Buffett.
Warren Buffett. He's like, he could be right. Warren Buffett, and Warren Buffett's like 89 or something. And he's like the smartest guy in the world, right? Everybody in the investor.
What so, is Warren Buffett? How did he make his money? I don't even know.
He's just been an entrepreneur his whole life.
Just an entrepreneur?
Yeah.
And he eats stock the market same McDonald's every morning. He has two orders. He alternates. He gets one if the stock market was up the previous day and one if it was down. Depending.
Warren Buffett eats McDonald's every morning?
Yep.
Yeah, he has like a super strict schedule. Like, you wouldn't know he's a billionaire.
Didn't that guy
drives
do that
like
for that
car
movie? And like,
he passed away.
He got sick.
Yeah. But like, he only gets hash browns on days when the stock market is up or
but
something.
That guy
like that
ate every meal at McDonald's.
Yeah.
For like a month or something, right? Wasn't that what he did?
Yeah, it didn't go well.
No.
In which is understandable.
I mean, it sounds okay, but you know.
I would
every
get
day
sick of it.
I get sick of everything, eating it every day for a month.
I get sick of eating out every day. Like sometimes when I go on vacation or I go like on a work trip and you eat out every meal, you're like,
it's every restaurant.
I don't
the same
really
while,
want
yeah
to eat out anymore. Yeah, because I end up getting the same thing or it's too much or it's over the top. I kind of just want to go home and have a sandwich or something.